Proverbs chapter 27. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day will bring forth. Let another praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. A stone is heavy, and the sand weighty, but a fool's vexation is heavier than them both. Fury is cruel, and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Open rebuke is better than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are profuse. The full soul trampleth on a honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, and the sweetness of one's friend is the fruit of hearty counsel. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, and go not into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity. Better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. Be wise, my son, and make my heart glad, that I may have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me. A prudent man seeth the evil and hideth himself, the simple pass on and are punished. Take his garment that has become surety for another, and hold him in pledge for a strange woman. He that blesseth his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be reckoned a curse to him. A continual dropping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whosoever will restrain her restraineth the wind, and his right hand encountereth oil. Iron is sharpened by iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, and he that guardeth his master shall be honored. As in water, face answereth to face, so the heart of man to man. Sheol and destruction are insatiable, so the eyes of a man are never satisfied. The fining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, so let a man be to the mouth that praiseth him. If thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his folly depart from him. Be well acquainted with the appearance of thy flocks, look well to thy herds, for wealth is not forever, and doth the crown endure from generation to generation? The hay is removed, and the tender grass showeth itself, and herbs of the mountains are gathered in. The lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of a field, and there is goat's milk enough for the food of thy household, and sustenance for thy maidens.